Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey there, Vault Dwellers! Follow us as we take a topic from the Fallout universe and discuss it in a group of diverse individuals. We are the Fallout Roundtable. Join us, the conversation has already started.
Welcome to another episode of the Fallout Roundtable. I am your host, Maverick. And today I am pumped up to a 10 today, or an 11. It depends on what scale you're going towards. So, welcome to another episode of the Fallout Roundtable. I am with Sassy Lady and Jaxus today. Jaxus is back after last week. We have no quorums about that. We missed.
I mean, you. I could tell you why. I mean, so
we don't need to know why, though.
Okay.
This is one of those things. You weren't here last week.
That's
cool. So anyway. Before we get started, how about you rate, review, and subscribe to our YouTube channel? It's great. Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's been like that all day. So how about you go to our Twitter account at fallout.eb. Follow us. Send us a tweet. We will reply back.
And Sassy's digging in her desk.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So also go to Fallout. Yeah, we noticed.
I didn't notice.
Well, last week she had a desk. Last week I noticed.
I put it in chat, yeah. I got a new desk. I have new monitors, but
I saw the monitors thingy and stuff.
The rest of my office is still a mess.
Yeah. I got a new chair. Finally.
I don't have a new chair.
Figuring out how to put it together now.
So. I don't have a new chair. I'm still on my folding chair.
I mean, I've had it for a while, but still new.
Yeah, a couple hundred bucks.
So, yeah, mine was like 130.
Go to our Gmail. Follow rtb@gmail.com.
Tell us how great we are. We're updating our office furniture.
Yeah. Yes, as everyone knows, I'm on a folding chair right now.
No, everyone didn't know.
He showed it to us a couple weeks ago. We just
I showed it to you guys.
You just expected him to actually do something about it.
Well, if you lived close where I would donate my old office chair to you, here's my owie I got today. Just my Band-Aid
I don't know if it will fit underneath the stairs. That's the thing.
It probably won't because it's like a big gamer chair. I just didn't like it because it was too big for me. So it's sitting in my son's room right now, taking up space he doesn't have. They were like, I should give it away.
Anyway, we're going to talk Fallout stuff.
Come pick it up and it's yours. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, so let's talk Fallout stuff. We got a bunch of stuff we want to talk about, including the new scoreboard. Maybe we mentioned the clip that was released from the TV show.
You said we didn't want to talk about that.
I said we shouldn't make a full episode about it. I didn't say, if you read the rest of it.
Well, we can just talk about
We can mention it and keep moving forward.
We'll just talk about current events then.
That's basically what I was going for.
You know what we should do? I should reach out to him. You guys remember Nuka Break, right?
Yeah. I still watch it occasionally.
Zach Finbrock is making another Nuka Breaking, I think is what it's called, or something like that. He's making another series, another show. He crowdfunded it, and he's still raising money, but he's got quite a bit. He's been shooting, and
Yeah, I
he's
saw
like
some
sharing his
stuff on
special
that.
effects and
Was it
stuff.
on Facebook or is that on Twitter? I don't remember where I
Twitter,
saw it.
probably. And he's been streaming too. He's on Twitch. He's been streaming on Twitch and doing a lot of playing New Vegas and stuff like that, because he's got a mod that has the Nuka Breaker in it. And we're all like, dang, we need this. I don't know if he's, I think it's New Vegas. It could be Fallout 4. I don't know. But anyway, he's open to interviews. You just have to email him.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Wouldn't that be fun to have him
Yeah,
on?
that'd be something to do. It'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's
So
been
stay
kind of
tuned.
bummed that like the big PC magazines and stuff haven't picked him up, but you know, doesn't mean us little guys can't talk to him.
I'm still surprised that they didn't like give him a bit part, like somewhere in the show, you know. I mean, I would think that that would.
Right?
Yeah, because Nuka Break is
Like
was
random
one of the
phone
more
call.
popular fan made stuff
I
that
would
was out
say it
there.
was the most popular, to
I
be
would say so
honest.
too. I mean, I think it definitely got more play than anybody else.
Okay.
Well, it had the best writing in it, in my opinion.
Yeah,
I mean,
it
and he
was
got
really good.
some big names in it too, technically. I mean, he got some guys to donate their time that
Yeah.
were, you know, decent
Le
people. So I
legit
mean,
actors that
right, he had
are
actual
in.
actors. Yeah. So I mean, he managed to get some good stuff. And I think he's got some pretty good stuff going into this other one too. He's made some teasers and stuff, but he's not, I don't know a lot of information. I don't know. I haven't
He
backed
lost a
it.
lot of
I'm
weight
sure
too.
he did. He looks cool. He's lost a ton of weight. So I think it kind of fits in the storyline because, of course, Twig's
Used to be
not
called
in the vault
Fatso or
anymore
whatever.
where they only drink Nuka Cola. He's out in the wasteland now. So of course he's got to lose some weight because, you know, you're not gonna be able to keep all that baby fat when you're running around the wasteland. It's just not feasible. Okay. I wonder if his girlfriend will be back. Well, she didn't leave with him at the end. She stayed. Little doctor girl.
I don't think I don't remember. I don't watch it
I
religiously.
saw parts of it recently. I fell asleep watching something on YouTube and woke up and that was on. And I was like, oh, random.
Oh,
This is like
super
one of those,
random.
it just kept playing and that it found that and played it. So yeah, that's pretty fun. That's current events. He's shooting the new Nuka Break, the next
So you
version.
were talking about the new update on the game
The
that you
new
were looking
season?
for. Talked about last week at Atlantic City. You
Well,
weren't there. We
we talked
talked
about it
about the
last week.
roadmap and how stupid it was.
Yeah, we talked about the roadmap because, well, okay, so I was seeing stuff on Twitter that they ran Foshnut today. I don't know if it's like early April Fool's or what. Some people were saying that they logged in and Foshnut was starting.
April
I don't know
Fool's.
what's up with that.
I thought it was in June, according to the roadmap.
According to the roadmap. But I mean, April Fool's is Monday and
Well, yeah,
Thursday
I
is
know
typically
that.
when they start the weekend. So I don't know if they're like doing something weird, but
It's
I'm
not like
like,
they're beyond
seriously,
screwing with you.
again. I mean, yeah, they're not adverse to like messing with people, but I'm like, oh my God, let's not do Foshnut this soon and then do it again for 2 weeks in June. That's way too much Foshnut. Way too much Foshnut. I'd rather do anything else. Except maybe mole miners. I don't know.
Mole miners.
Yeah, the treasure hunters.
Yeah, the ones with the weirdo masks that are in their minds over.
Well,
What was it?
they're everywhere. When
I
you're
know they're
treasure
everywhere.
hunters, they're everywhere.
Those are my friends you're talking about there,
That
okay?
is your friends, actually.
Those
That
are
is
your
your
friends. Those are my friends.
friends.
Totally forgot about
We
that.
take good
Speaking of
care of each
Frederick,
other. Did you audition for that role for Baltist? It
I never saw anything.
was on casting call.
Well, maybe. I don't know. I don't
Because
know. That
I saw that it was on casting call, and I was like, Jackson, that
yeah, they probably chose
reminds me, I
not
gotta
to
write
use
myself a
me.
note. I have to resend my lines to a different email address.
Oh, there's a message. I've got a notification.
Oh, shoot, I haven't even looked at mine. I thought it would just like pop up somewhere where I might actually see it. I'll have to check. Check casting call.
Captain Lyle Deschain. Apparently, I got some upvotes on something.
Email address.
Nice.
So, yeah, I tried out for like three or four different things the other night, whenever, like Vaultist and some other stuff I saw. What else? So, yeah, we talked about the roadmap and like just random stuff that, yeah, I mean, I know why they're doing these things because they're bringing in, you know, they're thinking that the show is going to bring in new people. So they're trying to do all the events. But like for us that have
I
been doing it a
understand
while, we're
why they're
like,
doing it. I think it's stupid, though.
well, I mean, it's like over the next couple months, we're getting the Space Invaders. We're getting 2 weeks of Meet Week. We're getting 2 weeks of Fashionette. It's like,
Yeah,
because
the
it,
Fox Now one, I'm not happy about at all.
well, I think it's dumb to do Fashionette in June or
I'd
July.
understand it
It's like the
more
end
in
of June, beginning of July. And it's like,
July or
why are they
August.
doing that? It would make more sense to do like Holiday Scorched in July because, you know, Christmas in July. I mean, come on.
Woo.
Everybody does that.
Oh,
Like a
I
thing.
auditioned for something called Karma, which was a Fallout 4 mod.
You probably don't even know what you auditioned for anymore at this point.
No, I just auditioned for stuff, you know.
You just throw yourself out there and you're like, oh, what is that?
Maybe it'll stick. Fallout TV series inspired NPCs in New Vegas Maximus. Fallout
So,
SF or CFEE.
Tuesday, the new season dropped with the new stuff from Atlantic City. Now, I haven't been to Atlantic City yet to check out the new areas because I needed to get into Fallout 3 and get myself to the pit and get that DLC started for the Fallout feed playthrough that I'm doing, but I didn't quite make it. I spent way too much time in 76 yesterday because I did all my dailies and my weeklies yesterday and did the new quest line that's at the old Ingram mansion that's now called the Rose Room. They have re-outfitted the Ingram mansion, but there's still some cultist stuff laying around, like the holotapes from the cultist person, which is weird to have that laying there. Why didn't they take those out? Because all the other Mothman stuff is gone. But they changed over the house and there's like new stuff laying around for the Russo family. And it looks nice. There's like a bar in the basement with the stage. The first floor is like a casino. The second floor is like where they live. And it's whatever. It's not as fancy as it could be, but you do a quest line with them. Like you have to go to opening night and stuff happens and you have to play through that. And I did the first part of it. So the second part is I have to go to Atlantic City to get something involved with this quest. And I haven't gone over there yet. That's where I've left off. And I think that's about, I don't know, probably three quarters of the way through the quest, maybe halfway. I don't know.
What was the name of that thing you were talking about?
What thing? For Vaultist,
Is it called Vaultist?
he's the creator. Search Vaultist by creator. He only has one project out, so and I it may be over by now. I think it closed like the 25th or the 26th.
Oh.
But I did check out the new season, or it's like not a scoreboard anymore, it's just a season.
Into the
I
mystery.
Right, Mistress of Mystery. I
Oh.
managed to rank up to rank 10 and I got 250 tickets. So I had the first two pages open. I picked what I wanted off the first page, which was mostly just the new clothing and new camp items. I didn't pick up like, you know, nuke cards or what was the other, like perk packs, like I didn't pick those things up. Now there's free stuff on there. There are some free things that cost zero tickets. So that was interesting to me. I didn't know there were going to be free things.
How dare somebody play Frederick Rivers?
Well, you didn't apply, so there you go. But I picked up a couple of things. I noticed like there's varying costs on things. It could be 5 tickets, it could be 10 tickets, it could be 20. And I understand they're going to go up as we get farther in the scoreboard or as things get better. There was one outfit on there. I think I have 20 tickets left after I chose everything I wanted. And the next thing that I haven't opened yet is an outfit that's going to be like 30 tickets, I think. So I just saved my 20 tickets because then I'll, whatever comes on page three or whatever that I want, I'll just save my tickets because I didn't see anything else on there that I wanted. It's like, I don't remember Nuka Twist or whatever. I just didn't need those consumables or whatever. So I didn't. Now they did have 200 atoms on there, and I forget, 20 tickets maybe? It wasn't much, but it was 200 atoms. So, I picked that up. Oh, I think the score booster was zero. I think it's like the first thing you could open on the first page was like zero, and you got a score booster, which I love the score booster. Which, of course, I didn't go in there before I did my dailies and weeklies. I wish I had, because I wish I'd had my score booster. But yeah, I didn't look at that first, like a dumb. But anyway, I'll have it for next week, because it's usually when I use it is when I'm smashing out weeklies and dailies. I don't usually use it on just a daily. I want to do it when I'm doing everything. But I think it's cool because, and I watched a couple streamers yesterday, and they also thought it was cool because you're just picking up. You're spending your tickets on the things that you want. You're not spending tickets, like you're not having to cash in everything. Like I don't have to get another nuclear key card because I already have like, I don't know, 150,000 of them from every other scoreboard. And I think I've launched a nuke exactly once on one character. I just don't bother to do it. And like literally, I'm the one who's like, you want to launch a nuke? I got key cards, take them, And I just don't need to get any more. So I'm not going to spend my tickets on stuff like that that I'm never going to use, that I'm like literally looking for ways to like, here, get them out of my stash. Seriously. They weigh stuff. And I don't want to carry them around anymore. So yeah, I don't mind it. The earning score is the same as it always has been. It's the same old go do this, go do that. It's the same. And the XP is stacking up quickly, like it did before. The repeatable XP that you can get. Of course, I tend to grind some XP now that I know how. And I don't know. I don't think it's a big deal. I think that everybody's saying, oh my gosh, you have to buy it out. I think that was a bit premature. You can buy it out. I saw where I can rank up and I can pay. It was something like 1500 atoms to rank up 10 spots. And I was like, obviously, I'm not going to do that, which is in line with how much it cost to rank up before because it was 150 atoms per spot. So, of course, 10 spots would be 1500. Whatever. And I did see somebody yesterday. I was watching them on stream and they already have the whole thing done. I don't know if they played and got it all done, or if they bought it out, and I don't care. I don't have an opinion either way. You want to spend the money on it, that's your money. I don't care. But we all know that it's pretty easy if you grind, you get that repeatable XP, you can get it done pretty quickly. But he displayed everything that he got off the scoreboard in his camp, and like people could go look at it if they wanted to. So that was pretty cool. I forget. More base, I think.
Sounds base.
Well, that's his name, Morbase.
Is he the ace of base?
Nope, just Morbase.
Oh, that she wants is another
So it was,
one.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it. And I don't know why people are whining about it. I think it's fine.
Because people, you can't, Bethesda can't, satisfy everybody. There's always going to be those people. We all know that.
I just think people need to
Yeah,
bitch. Well,
and this
that's
is how
true
the
too, though.
world works.
Right, and people don't like
Sometimes.
change and blah blah blah, but and he was even saying that the thing that you get at the end, because we used to get the big scoreboard, the thing that you get at the end is like a mural, and he actually liked it because you can fit like four of these murals in the space of one of the big scoreboards, and he was like, that's kind of nice because I'm running out of room. Like everybody, a lot of people like try to display all the scoreboards on the wall to show that, hey, I've done everything, and you're running out of room for all of them. I know because I put them all up in my I have the firehouse prefab, the Charleston firehouse prefab, and I put them all up in there, and I'm like, there's no more room, and I don't think I have the last one up yet, like from the last season. So yeah, it's running out of space for them all on the walls. So yeah, we're running out of space. So at least, they're smaller and they're murals. They're not just game board things, because I tend to put those things up in like kids' rooms and stuff like that, because they look childish. So you don't want to put that up in like certain places of your camp, because it's like, looks weird. So I don't know. I think it's fine. And I think even a casual player has a chance of getting some things, because I know when you were doing the scoreboard, it was like, oh, you have to unlock five things and then you get something good. With the tickets, it's like, oh, I don't have to unlock those five things. If I don't want, I don't care. I just unlock the thing that's good. So I don't think it's bad. I think it works for a casual player, because they just, whatever you play and whatever you manage to grind out, you only have to spend tickets on what you want. I think
I
it was a
feel
good
they
choice.
did that because of the TV show coming out in the next week.
Well, I think they did it to be more new user friendly, and to be more in line with like other games that other people may be coming from or playing currently. I think that's why they did it, so that it was more familiar to other gamers, because there may be new people coming. I think that's why they did it.
I understand that, but at the same time, there's the rest of us who have played the game, these scoreboards, the old scoreboards, and we just suffered through it.
How many of you finished?
Nothing, because I've not played intentionally to do scoreboards.
So, but with the small amount of time that you have to play, if you could have gotten, partway through or whatever with your small amount of play time and managed to get like just the very cool things off the board that you wanted, would that make you more likely to play? Or would you be like, oh my God, I have to grind this whole thing out just to get this one thing that I want to slot 54?
I feel like it's cheating at the same time. Because at the same time, I understand where you're coming from, but at the same time the grind's real in 76. It will always be there.
Yeah.
And the scoreboards are just another way for people to grind, to get their grind on. And with them changing it, that you remove the grind pretty much. I mean, there's still a little bit of the grind, but the grind isn't essentially not there. If you see where I'm coming from.
Yeah, but I mean, yes, there is grind. I mean, I was grinding yesterday. I ground out my dailies. I ground out my weeklies. So it's like, I'm probably not going to be able, unless I go in there and XP grind, I'm not going to be able to get up another 10 levels until the next weekly. And I'm kind of mad about, I didn't know about that score boost, because I would have gotten farther, because I would have had the score boost. But it's like, I don't know. I don't mind it. I don't hate it. I don't think it's cheating, because like I said, there's a lot of crap on there that I didn't want. And I'd be one of those people. I'd be looking at it and be like, oh my God, seriously, I gotta go five more spaces before I can get to that really cool camp item that I want. And it's like, now I don't have to do that. I just have to like see how many tickets I need, or whatever, and then bam, I'll just get that. And or maybe I'll be like, I really want that, and that's 50 tickets, but that's, so if I get that, I'm gonna be short for that, so maybe I'll come back and get that later because I really want this. You prioritize what you want. You can always go back and pick up stuff later if you end up with, more tickets, but you're gonna prioritize what you want and get that first. And then it's like, hey, if I got excess, then I'll go back and pick up other things. Like, for all I know, I may end up with enough tickets to go back and pick up every dang thing off of, because obviously the tickets expire, so yeah, might as well use them. But, unless I have excess, I'm not going to go back and worry about the stuff that I passed on.
No, I understand where you're coming from, but at the same time, I'm on that mindset and in the minority or whatever that I like that grind. Even if it was HP grind and I was awful at it, it was more of an achievement thing than anything. It was more, and instead you just need to see what ticket you had and just do it instead of you going all the way through the scoreboard. And then it's more of a sense of achievement and the grind than anything else. I understand where you're coming from, but
Well, and I think that's why, like, for me yesterday when I was playing, like, I didn't even look at the scoreboard or whatever they're calling it now until I was done with everything. Well, the only thing that I have not done is I think it's a weekly. They want you to go to Atlantic City twice. And I have not gone there yet, which I will because I'm excited to see the new section, but I have not gone there yet. And they want you to do two whatever. But that's the only thing I haven't done for the weekly. And, you know, I'm going to. It's just a matter of when because my weekend is, I don't know, I'm supposed to go out of town, but then I called OnStar on my way home because, yeah, my check engine light came on and I think there's an issue. So I may not be driving out of town. I don't know. So I might have time to play this weekend. I don't know, maybe. But I purposefully waited until everything was done so I could have like the maximum amount of tickets or whatever before I went in and looked at everything just to see how far I got. And like I said, I kind of wish I hadn't because like, hey, there's a score boost right there. But you know, that's what I ended up doing. And then it was like, oh, I got 10 spaces, which that just doesn't seem that impressive. You know, when KT of course finished it.
well, that's KT though.
I
KT's
know.
bounds and steps above all
That
of
would
us
be
at this
Knight
point.
Taylor for those people who
Yes, for
know
those of
full
you
names.
unfamiliar with
Yeah,
my pet
yes.
names.
God, I
Knight
get my wallet out of my
Taylor, the
pocket.
god of Fallout. And I know he didn't pay for anything, so don't even say anything about him cheating. That boy, that's
Oh,
straight for him.
I'm not gonna say anything
Well, I'm
about
not talking about you. I was like,
KT.
anybody, like, oh, he paid for it. No.
KT, if you watch this
Oh,
stream,
yeah, I figured the new
oh,
section
good
wouldn't count. I
Lord.
figured it was.
Good Lord.
Because I
He
know
puts all of
they were
us to
specific
shame.
about what I think it was like you had to do the tax evasion and you had to do something else. But
For
this week,
taxes.
yeah, I didn't think so.
Yeah.
You have any thoughts about
Swimming
our
pools.
argument?
Like which way you would prefer?
Oh, I vote for swimming pools.
I like swimming pools. Swimming pools are
Oh,
cool.
okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't.
See, he's in the same boat as me. We don't play for scoreboards. We
Well,
play to have fun.
I'm generally, yeah, I guess so. But like, I mean, if there was something that I felt I wanted out of the scoreboard, then I would probably be a little more apt to like go, you know, sliding in there and trying to get it. But nothing really appeals to me that I've seen on there. I mean, I get kind of bored with the here's another item for your house, you know, and that kind of
Oh,
stuff.
really?
Or,
You're not a camp builder.
yeah,
We
well,
get
I mean,
excited by that.
I enjoy
Oh.
making camps and stuff like that, but that being why I have, sorry, I'm being, yeah, sorry, phone exploded.
Not cool.
Well, you know, anyway, brain function. Yeah, so I mean, if there was something on there that I, like I've said before, I would think it'd be more fun to be able to have a little edge for a short period of time, even if it was a buff that only lasted for so long, it would be a buff that would
Right.
kind of give you an edge for a short period of time that you could use in a PvP situation or in a an instance situation, which I don't remember what you guys actually referred to it as in there. Is it called an instance?
I think
Like
it's an instance.
you
Yeah.
know when we do the
When you go to a separate area,
Yeah, like you do
you
the
have to load
radiation
in.
thing and all that. Well, not even when you load in, but like when we do the ones that are on the map itself, you know what I mean?
Well, it's a separate instance when you have to load into another place.
Well,
You
we
talking
don't
about
have to
like just
load.
an area of the map?
Well, either way, to me, I mean, it's kind of the same thing. It's still an instance because it's a situation that anybody can just wander in off the main map into what's the one with the juke?
Workshops. That's where the PvP zones are.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm necessarily referring to. I mean, yeah, that too, but like the Nuka-Cola area and where we have, what is that one called where you're killing the gulpy dudes?
The gulpers? What?
The gulpers.
Oh, you mean are you talking about the actual events?
Yeah.
Like the moonshine?
Yes, jamboree? Moonshine jamboree okay, thingy. Events. Yeah,
oh, those you mean things. Those types of things. Okay,
events,
yeah, that's cool.
So yeah, yeah those would only become PvP as if you shot somebody and they shot you back.
Right, but that's not my point. My point was that you would get a buff that would help you to be able to, you know, kill the gulpers faster or give you a buff that helps you out with that whole moonshine jamboree. Thank you. Yeah. You know, that's just one of many, but yeah, I mean, any of those different situations that it would give you buffs towards that and you could go and do the scoreboard and you would get the little, I don't know, drink or whatever, and you could use that buff whenever you wanted to, or you could stack a couple buffs, like some buffs that wouldn't let you stack, other buffs you could stack, and you could use them during certain types of those events that you would want to use it for that would help you, you know, really tear shit up or do it for dailies, you know.
No, I see where you're coming from. People do what they gotta do. And you gotta do your dailies. You gotta do scoreboard if you wanna do cool stuff.
Something I can tangibly use as a
like weapons or whatever.
But what he's saying is if there's something on there that he really wants, then he would probably go ahead and do the stuff and then get the thing that he wants.
Yeah, I mean, that I'm speaking for myself in this particular instance. I would look for buffs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Somebody else might want, you know, a lamp for their house. I don't, I mean, you know, which applies in some cases, but, or they might want a special skin for the, by the way, there's very little Brotherhood of Steel skins and stuff.
Yeah, whenever I'm on, which is far and few in between, I've noticed that too.
Really? Right. Because there's like a ton of Brotherhood of Steel prefabs. Like everything's Brotherhood of Steel because it's not Enclave. And I feel like there's some Brotherhood of Steel skins. There's like a Brotherhood outfits too, like knight uniforms and things like that.
Well, I'm talking about like in the Fallout First stuff.
Lovely. I don't think they're all Fallout First though, because I have the plan for the. I forget which one, and I can make it to sell. I just didn't know if anybody would buy it.
And
now
Recon
I can sell
armor
the crap out of my sun, my sequin dress, my sunburst dress. I sell that one like every day, and then I sell my
I don't know, you have
wolf,
to finish
the new
sentence.
Wolf Hunter outfit. I
sell that is too. English
devil,
hard for you
Jersey
too?
Devil. No, I'm just tired and hungry. The Jersey Devil.
It sounds like English is hard.
The Blue Devil, whatever it is. I can, the Blue Devil outfit, I can craft that, and people were buying that, but I sold like two of those yesterday.
Oh, let's take a quick break, guys, before I forget about it, because like, yeah.
Oh, and then I'll talk about what else they gave us yesterday that I don't think anybody knew was coming.
Show enough.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hi, welcome to Three Count Thoughts. Let me introduce the crew real quick.
Hi, I'm Maverick Stone.
I'm Romer.
And I'm Jaxus. Join us as we talk all things wrestling. Each week, we'll take a topic from the wrestling world, knock it around a bit, and then go over the week in wrestling from a strictly fan perspective. We can be found on all major podcast catchers. We can also be found at Three Count Thoughts on both YouTube and Twitter. Or you can send us an email using threecountthoughts@gmail.com. Okay, are you ready? Ring the bell. Welcome back, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the little break. If you noticed that we're here and Sassy's playing with her hair as usual. Oh, there we go. Oh, we're just talking about random Fallout stuff and kind of hanging out today. Hope you guys enjoy it. Yeah.
Yes, I also have the turtle. I have the turtle outfit.
The turtle outfit?
Suliara said there's one for the turtle. And I said, yes, okay. Got it.
I totally missed that. I was like, right over my head.
Plans for both of those. So we also got, and this was like a big thing. Everybody was like, oh my gosh. There used to be a limit of 5 camp slots that you could
have. I heard they expanded it to 10.
Per character. And you can get 10 per character.
Yeah, so
you can buy up to 8 slots per, you know, you can buy up to 8 camp slots and it'll count for each character. Plus the 2 additional that they have given you for free because you get 1 and then they give you a slot for free. And then you can buy 8 more. So guess what I spent
There's a lot.
Yeah. So I spent my items yesterday on 4? What was it? So 5 more camp slots. Yeah.
That's cool. Cause then you can create, that's one of the things that I was having trouble with is I would make my camps and then I would run out. Like when I wanted to do something special.
Yeah.
Create like a stage for an event or something I wanted to film.
Cause like when you wanted to do that float that I did build and it is still built. I've got to move it. I was like, I don't know what camp I want to trash for that. So I ended up trashing my Nuka World camp for that.
You didn't need to though after this update. You just had to wait.
Right?
Well,
I have a camp anyway that was my birthday camp that was in Helvetia and then
If you still have the float, we can always use it for something else.
Yeah.
Well, I'd probably build something better, but thank you, Bethesda, for trashing my birthday camp because they were like, no can build on this hill. So
nobody can build here.
They expanded the no build zone for Helvetia. My camp was a no can place. And I was like, but it's my birthday camp. You can't do that to my birthday camp. It was such a great camp. So I took that camp slot and I went down south into the Savage Divide and found myself a little pond. And built myself a bed and breakfast down there with the big, huge prefab house that has like crap tons of bedrooms in it. And I was like, that's a B&B. And built that, decorated it out, did stuff. But I still had that one camp slot with the parade thing that I had set up. So that one was like my floating camp that I was going to use for like events. And I'm like,
I have so many
more per person.
I have so many of the underground things, the vaults. I have a bunch of those.
15 new camps. And I have vaults that I haven't even, like, looked at yet because I buy the vaults. And then I, like, there's one I don't even think I've
I'm trying to combine them together because, like.
Yeah, daisy chain them.
Yeah. Yep.
That's what I do. I daisy chain the ones that make sense. So on my Enclave character, like, I'm putting together, like, all her science labs and stuff, you know, all her research and.
I'm trying to set up a new even though I'm not doing the role playing anymore, I might do
so it sad.
I was gonna create a new Brotherhood of Steel base.
Yeah.
And have it ready made.
Yeah, and that's what I'm doing with Colleen's stuff is it's all Enclave, like it's all gonna be like science labs or just offices or military training places or whatever. Is what all her stuff's going to be.
So did you watch the, I know we already watched the trailer for the new TV show, but did you guys watch that little
The clips? Clip?
Yeah.
There were 2.
Yeah.
I only saw one of them. I thought there was only one.
Because you're not on Twitter.
I am on Twitter.
Well, you're not on Twitter like I'm on Twitter.
She lives on Twitter.
Okay, yeah, that's Twitter. True.
I do.
I can't fault myself.
That's why she handles our media, guys.
That is true. That's why I made her that way.
I mean,
because I don't know nothing about social media.
Well,
or at least how not to do it properly.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
I know about it because I have one or couples.
Couples?
Or a couple of
You
them.
confuse me sometimes. You know that?
I confuse a lot of people.
Yeah, you are.
People think I'm weird half the time.
Oh, no, I know you're weird. That's
yeah, yeah.
That's a given.
Yeah, once you get
you
to know
take
me,
one
you
to
know.
Figure out.
Yeah, once you get to know me, it's more like a why?
Yeah, I don't think
why
any of
did
us
you
are
know
normal.
me?
Yeah, I don't think any of us are normal.
No.
No.
I think that's why I gravitated towards it.
What's normal?
Yeah, what is normal?
Normal.
Let's talk about that. What is normal?
No,
really
not.
Boring people.
Yeah, that.
True.
We know
people
you're
who
weird
have no
better.
Hobbies versus people who have way too many hobbies. Oh my God, you guys can't even hear me, can you? Oh, Jesus.
What? I can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you. Yeah,
you
we
can?
Can hear
you. Yeah.
We
I
can.
have my mic stuck. Oh my God. My mic is like way.
No, we
the
can
F.
hear you in the recording. They may not hear you on Twitch.
Jeez, like I am like my mic is way the hell over there behind my other monitor because somebody was bitching about they couldn't get through here with the mic in the way. Like I can. That's all that matters. That
Sillier
probably
says,
helps.
Yes, we can.
That's amazing because
what's amazing
Mike
is
was like
I managed
way
to
over
say
there.
his name without screwing it up.
Like way over there.
I
That's
don't
amazing. Because I have noticed before when I've listened back, I'm like, man, I sound so quiet.
And I sound so close.
Dude,
that's
because
you stick
quit,
the microphone
quit
down
your
your
mic.
throat.
Be like, oh.
And you don't have a
yep, that's
pop
like a scene
filter.
from RedTube.
A pop filter on that.
Let's not talk about RedTube here. Family friendly PG-13.
Yeah, no.
Now, who are we? We don't talk.
So are you talking about this clip or not?
I mean, we can talk about the one that was
the one thing
out
that
there.
Bugs me. Here's the one thing that bugs me is because in every Fallout game, power armor is meant to like jump and take no fall damage. So now, why the heck is power armor being all like Iron Man flying Tony Stark style thing?
Well, probably because
well,
they got
the
jetpack on the back.
But they're supposed
it's
to be
not
on
a jetpack. It was coming out of his feet and his hands.
Yeah, that's the part that I was about to like bitch about. Is like I thought it was supposed to be a backpack on your back, not like little.
Right, that's the way it is in the games. And he's coming. He's jumping off that. Stop, per me, and he looks so gay because he's like, and I'm like, oh, that just looks weird. I mean, he looks like he's. Yeah, I hated that. I hated that.
I did not like the voice. The voice.
I didn't love that.
The voice
oh,
got
the
me out
voice.
Of it.
Well, I get it's
I
gonna sound
it to be
more,
modulated,
but it sounded like he was like.
It sounded fake.
It did sound fake. It did
it sounded
because
like
it's like
some
not his
cookie
voice.
Cutter modulated voice instead of like somebody's
right.
Natural voice being muffled
through a
PA system or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Through
a helmet. It was more
lame.
It was like
what it was.
Attention citizens, I was like, what the hell? I didn't love that either. Yeah. It was like, that whole thing right there was a little.
Yeah.
It is the Brotherhood of Steel after Fallout 4.
The only thing I've seen that didn't really gel with me.
Yeah.
And that
his
whole introduction, like, oh, you're dealing with night, blah, blah, now, or whatever. And I was like,
Yeah, it sounded too old, stupid superhero movie.
Yeah, it was a little too corny for
Stop
me.
There,
get,
evildoer.
Right. It was a little
I feel like that's the point though.
Well, I get they're trying to be campish like Fallout is, but I was like,
I'm a dipshit in armor. I'm coming to kill you all.
I'm coming to get you all. Woo!
Hold on, citizen.
Hold right there.
I thought it was just a bit much. And then I know people were complaining
Listen
about
to the
whole,
lady.
Oh, when did we get the Iron Man, you know, thing. And that didn't bother me. But the whole jumping off the building, doing the slow descent, I was like, dude, we just jump off of cliffs in that shit. Come on. You know, like,
we
don't have to worry about our nice soft
no.
landing with our power, you know.
Half the time we do superhero landings from high places.
He
should have
just jumped off the building, you know,
like
the
boom,
ground
one hand
shook
to the ground.
And then he'd been like, that would have been way cooler.
That would have been cool.
Right?
been he like one jumped fist off in the building ground.
And the ground shakes, and then he's like, "Hi, I'm your savior. You know, hear me roar." I mean, that would have been
still sounds stupid at the same time, but you know,
well,
at least make the entrance look cooler.
Right. Even if he sounded stupid, it'd been a way cooler entrance, and it would have been so much,
much better,
more intimidating than him floating in like a fairy.
I'm a fairy. I'm a wasteland fairy.
That was weird. I did not love that.
Yeah, I
would not love that at all.
To me, it took his mobility away. Just the whole concept behind the power armor was you're supposed to be able to still be able to move quickly, be agile. And
yeah,
you know, you jump on top of a building in a single
bound.
You
just jump right off and you don't suffer damage. I mean, that's why it was built with the shock.
The ground can suffer damage. That's okay.
Calibrated,
it's kind of cool.
Yeah. It is kind of cool.
It's always been in like every story, every game, every whatever. And it's like,
they wanted an excuse to use the damn packs now, which they.
That's the only thing I can
what
figure.
They could have
they
done.
They should have done the actual backpack.
But they could have had him fly off.
Or they could have had him like. Do like a three-step run and you know take off for a minute because the jetpack's supposed to launch you forward and get an acceleration out of it.
Yeah, but not have him like float down
like some 1980s dude flying over the freaking lake in his little.
I was just like, oh, cringe. This is like, oh no.
I'm hoping for the best, but based on that clip, I'm expecting the worst.
I'm not. I mean, I think if that, because like I said, it's the only thing I've seen that I don't like.
Mind you, it depends on how funny they make the shit. Because
that's true.
If it's,
I mean, and there's
hilarious,
a lot that you can forgive.
Yeah, if it's hilarious, you'll forget all about the
right.
Shit.
Yeah, you won't care. I mean,
because you'll
like
be too busy laughing.
The cars.
Yeah.
Like the whole thing with the cars. Nobody has said boo
or
about
the cars.
Or if the
fight is epic and we're like,
actually,
yes,
one of
kill
the things
him!
That fucks the shit most. It's like, you couldn't make a car look like, I mean, just grab an old Studebaker and stretch that shit a little bit on CGI or something, you know?
Well, that's what we thought they were going to do. Like, they would CGI this stuff, but they didn't bother, which is fine, because I don't think they wanted to do a lot of special effects. I think they wanted to try
and they could have done models if they did nothing but broken down pieces of shit on the side of the road, because none of it runs.
None of it runs.
Yeah, but I mean, she goes through an entire...
Unless you're Walter and Bunny, they're the only ones I know that got a car. You know?
Seriously, I did want a superhero landing. I mean, I feel like the dude should have just jumped off the building and landed on the ground in a superhero pose and like, bam, you know, just the whole thing should have just shaken.
His face hit the
parts
ground.
Parts of the walls falling
down.
I don't think it would have been cool.
The whole fist to the ground kind of thing. I would rather him just... It'd have been cool for him to just kind of casually boom, boom, take two steps off the top of that.
And then just bam.
And then just drop down. But
His head down and then dramatically look up and say,
I have to say
it is humorous to watch you reenact this.
Because it was so gay. I was like, no, tell me you are not doing that. It's like, no, you jump off buildings, you dumbass.
You don't fly off buildings, like, you jumped
right,
off.
Like, we don't fly off buildings, we jump. Like,
we jump. We don't take fall damage.
We take a step and fall.
You don't need to float.
We can't jump. Our character's too stupid to jump. We just walk off.
Dumbass.
I wonder
teach that boy about his power armor.
No, I wonder if they'll have anybody with mutations, like other than the Cyclops thingy, but like the mutations that we're used to. Like,
and the other thing that I was thinking about, because you know, if that vial of clear liquid is the same thing that the ghoul is drinking, that what's his name? I forget his
Cyclops
name.
Man.
No, not Cyclops Man.
Or Doctor Guy?
The Doctor, but I forget his name in the show. But anyway, if he's injecting
it. I just call him Doctor Guy.
So I think that's the other clip is where he's running from the building. Did you guys see the one where the turrets are shooting and underneath the turret it says, stay calm or something like that? Or please remain calm or something like that. Did you see that clip?
No.
Okay, that was
she would say
that
something
was the
like,
other one.
Keep calm, Netflix.
That was the other clip that y'all didn't see. So in that part, you see somebody.
Dr. Guy?
It looks a lot like him from the back. He's running from a building that has fencing around it. And he's hunched down because, of course, these turrets are shooting at him. And underneath the turret, it's hilarious. And I want these in camp. Underneath it says, "Please remain calm." Like, that turret's shooting at me. Yeah, I'll be calm. But it's hilarious to me that I was just like, that is Fallout humor. That
Please
is
hold
Fallout
still for
humor.
the please hold still for the sensor.
Right? Like, remain calm. The turret is shooting at you. Yeah. Have a nice day.
Wonder if that's Mariposa though. But
Well, that's what
Mariposa
a lot
got
of people were
buried.
wondering. Yeah. So, theory
I'm
is
so
that this
lost now
guy was
from like
doing
where they actually
research
are. Oh,
somewhere
they're in the Boneyard. We know that for certain.
near, not at.
Well,
So,
same difference to me.
research, theory is the guy's doing research somewhere, maybe Mariposa, but we don't know if they're going to use canon places or make their own. Oh,
I
the other
hope.
place was like the army base was
Well,
where
they
somebody
did
was
show
thinking.
Sandy,
Yeah, Sandy
It was just
Shore.
a sign. It doesn't mean anything.
Well, but
But
it
they were
still
thinking
references
maybe
the
the
army
army
base. It's
base.
still a canon place in the game.
So it might have been an
We're
army base.
ganging up on you on
It
this
might be
one.
the army base. So anyway, because I didn't play Fallout 1, so I don't know. But anyway, so he's running. So we think he's
Yes,
researching it.
Shady
He's
Sands.
running out of the building. So he's trying to escape, maybe. He has the dog. So the dog is his. He takes it from the science facility. And that's why you see the scene of the dog running because there's snow all around this place. So it's in the mountains. And that's why they think it's maybe the army base facility because of where that's located in like the northern part of California because there's snow
Well,
everywhere.
I
You
guess
can see
at the time,
mountains in the
yeah.
background. Okay. I'm just remembering things. Okay. So there's mountains in the background and there's snow everywhere. He's running. Turrets are shooting him, and then you see the shot of him running, but you don't see him, you just see the body. And then the dog running on the leash with the harness, right? So the dog is probably from the facility with the guy. He either takes the dog or it's his dog or whatever, and they leave. So then later he meets Lucy in the wasteland. He's
Yes,
with
Mariposa is
Lucy,
a military base.
but is it in
Yes,
Northern California?
it is.
Mariposa is a military. Well, is
It
actually,
is, it is, but
it's more of a science facility, but it was
right.
completely controlled by the military.
It was controlled by the Enclave, but I think that some other people thought because of where
Well,
it's
the army was
located,
the
that
United
it
States Army
was
was there to like.
more likely that it was something else, some other place.
Yes, military science
Something,
lab.
yes, or the military. I think there's some. I would have to look at a map of Fallout 1, I guess, to remember what, and I guess I can't remember
Yeah, it's
whose
in the
video this was that I
Northwest.
watched. The
So it
military
would
base
be
is in the
still, yeah.
Northwest, and Shady
In the
Sands
Northwest,
is
yes.
in the north center of the map, I guess you would say. And then yeah.
Yeah,
So
because
we can't rule Mariposa out at this point. Yeah.
no, but the person that I watched seemed to know a lot about Fallout 1, and they were like, it could be Mariposa, but probably not because of the fact that there was so much snow in the mountain range in the background. They didn't think that it was likely to be Mariposa because of where Mariposa is located. It was more than likely this other military base that didn't really have a name. It was just military base on the
Well, that's
game.
what they called it in the game, was just military
Right. It was just
base.
military
Yeah,
base in the
yeah.
game. Like it didn't really have a name, which I think. If they're smart, I feel like they're going to try and just like they're going to acknowledge the fact that those places are there. They'll tiptoe around them, like the Shady Sands thing. They'll tiptoe around them, but I don't think they're going to go there or like visit there or whatever, because then they have to try and recreate the lore from those places. And it's better to acknowledge the lore than to try and
Well, they may
recreate
not
the lore.
talking about we were talking about this last night
Right.
on
Because
the patron
otherwise,
episode.
right, because otherwise everybody's gonna be like, oh my God, that's not how it happened. Oh my God,
Yeah,
that's
but
not
at
what
the
it looks
same
like. Oh my
time,
God,
they
that's not who was
may not
there.
necessarily have to like follow canon
They do,
utilizing the
though.
places.
They will,
Well, at the
because
same
the
time, they may
games are canon and they're
retcon
acknowledging
things.
that the games are canon and that this show is canon. And I don't think
Yes,
that
but
the
they
show
may.
is going to rewrite previous canon.
No, but what I'm saying is it just because there's certain things that happen in these places that are canon doesn't mean that they can't have other things happen
Well, they
like.
can have other things happen, but then they have to recreate everything the way it was supposed to be, the way everybody knows it's supposed to be.
No one really knows about one and two, though. They only know three and onward. Only us Fallout fans know about one and two.
There's ways to do it that would suspend disbelief, and I think that they may utilize that, but they may also use towns on the outskirts. You know, like
I think that it would be better to just make up all their own stuff, or to use the lesser known assets, right? Like,
I
don't use Mariposa.
I would also like to bring up the fact they may retcon some things.
Barely talked. Because I don't think they want to retcon a lot. I wouldn't think.
Well, because there were rumors that they may retcon what happened in New Vegas with Caesar's Legion.
I've not heard any of those rumors.
I
must be in different circles then, because I hear rumors all the time.
Like,
about
where do
retcon.
You hear these things? Because I've seen just about everything I could. Yeah, I stay away from Reddit. It's a toxic.
It's a toxic dump, but it's my toxic dump.
Wasteland. Yeah, but I'm like everywhere but there. On Instagram, Twitter.
There was also YouTube, something that someone brought up that night that, you know, the Shady Sands sign, it could also be more of a flashback.
Yeah, well, I mean, it could be, because everybody was like, oh my gosh, Shady Sands got destroyed. It's all bombed out. And I said, well, it also could be that it is a junkyard and it could have just shown up in the junkyard. Because it's just a sign. It's not a building. It's just a sign.
Well, also at the same time, it could also be the village, but it could not also be the village, because this is 400 years
after. Yeah, I agree with
Suliar.
Plenty of people know the lore. Just because you don't play Fallout 1 or 2, you know the lore.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
like the backstory.
I'm talking more about the more casual watchers, not us lore happy Fallout fans that
casual
know more
watchers
than,
aren't going to give a shit. They're going to
watch. Yeah, they're not
going to
give a
it
shit
is.
About it.
But,
they're
you know, honestly. Yeah. And it, you know, and I have to agree, Jonathan Nolan's, he's taking a lot of crap right now, because he made a comment that he said that, and I'm paraphrasing, that you can't please everybody, and it's foolhardy to try. And that's
no,
where everybody's
that.
Like, oh my God, what a jerk. Well, that wasn't his whole thing that he said. He
no, I
said,
agree with that. You can never do that.
But he said it was like what came after that was, you can only try and make the best show that you can, the best of your ability, and make a show that makes you happy as a fan, or something like that. And that's what he's done. And he feels like he's done.
Well, I mean, you're always going to have detractors. I mean, how many people tore Marvel apart when it first started doing everything it was doing?
You know? What I liked about Marvel was they didn't just start. Like, they went to the source, right? They went to the source.
Well, yeah, because they had tons of comics.
They weren't like
comics.
DC, where they were like, we're just going to do our own thing. I don't care what the writer said.
Yeah.
Well, now they're backtracking on that, because they know.
Because they realize their movies suck.
Well, and then you got Todd
yeah,
Howard.
You're not wrong, but you don't really need to say that out loud. There are still some good DC movies out there.
And he's still kind of like doing things outside
of. How many
of
versions of Superman exist?
Yeah.
How many versions? Batman, Superman. Multiverse is a bigger thing in the DC universe than it is in Marvel.
Apparently,
it's still pretty good. I'm not saying DC had some terrible movies. They
like
did have some terrible movies. I'm just not saying not all of them are bad.
I mean, they're okay. I think
a lot
of
the older Batmans were pretty good. You know, like the Michael Keaton Batman movies were pretty good.
Yeah.
Those were more humor-based, in my opinion, but...
Right.
Yeah. You're not wrong. But still, I don't think they were junk,
dark
though.
Humor.
Because it's DC. DC's more darker than Marvel.
Ooh, Trek Meet. Sounds like fun.
DC's always been darker than Marvel.
Apparently we have to clean up a track meet.
Probably after a track meet.
Okay.
You don't know what a track meet is, right?
Yeah, I'm aware of what a track meet is.
I was just like, ooh, sounds fun. No, I'm just glad that, well, A, Nolan is a huge Fallout fan, and B, they've got Todd involved so much.
Yeah, he's an executive producer on it.
Yeah, but right. that's why I'm like.
So, I mean, he has the ability to like go in there and say, nope.
Yeah, he can go screw Cannon.
Well, he's done that because we know that he's gone in and said, no, you can't do this because we're doing this in Fallout 5. So, I mean, that to me says, hey, they're very close to like what Bethesda would be doing anyway, because if they're like writing something that Bethesda's like, oh no, we're doing this in Fallout 5, so save that for us. Well, that tells me that he's like right on, you know, sounds like he's right on the money there with the story. And it also sounds like Fallout 5 might be out west.
I take it Sillier as part of a cleaning crew because that's.
He is a janitor for high school.
Okay, there we go. That makes
you didn't know that?
So much more sense. Yeah.
That's why he works so late. because he works after they all go home. What I don't understand is why he has to work when nobody's in school.
That's what Jen
probably
because
it's easier when nobody's at school.
Yeah, it's easier.
Well, I'm sure it's easier, and I know he can work earlier hours, but it's like, who's messing the place up? I'm sure they have other things they have to do when he's not.
Well, guys, I think we're going to make this an early episode, and we're going to go ahead and cut out because.
If you have opinions.
Yeah, if you have opinions, send them to us. And actually, if you guys have any show ideas that you would like to hear us talk about or something that you, from the Fallout universe that you're like, I've been wondering about this.
You really should talk about this.
You know, well, you know, just anything. And we will break it down and rip it apart. And send it to us at falloutrtb@gmail.com or falloutrtb on Twitter. Or you can just type it into one of the YouTube chats or wherever. We'll
or
find
Discord
it eventually.
Or whatever. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, we're just, I mean, yeah, there's times like this. Mind you, sorry, guys. We had a busy week and we didn't have enough time to like sit down and nail something down. And we will try to do better on that, I guess. Because
I don't know. Yeah. I feel like we found enough to chat about.
We do find enough to chat about. We do, but we should probably have at least some sort of a topic. You know, something we can kind of
discussion,
you know,
question.
Yeah, well, at least two or three questions that we can go, okay, what about this? Because I mean, we can only
I really
so
would
much
like
the TV
to
show
do
until
the,
it's actually going.
Yeah, what I really would like to do is do a second faction bracket.
Oh, really?
What do you mean?
You remember our very first episode?
Yeah, of course. I remember us going over that. I also remember everybody going, Brotherhood of Steel, are you serious? You know.
The Minutemen.
Do you really think that we would change our minds or something?
I'm not saying us as a whole. I'm just saying other
else.
People.
Yeah, we bring in new people for
I still have that bracket, by the way.
I'm okay. Sure you do.
I don't remember where I put it, but I have it.
It's well, that doesn't really matter then, does it?
It's somewhere on my computer.
Good night, Sillier. Thank you for your time. Appreciate you. To revisit some of the old topics. Yeah, might not be a bad idea. Might have more insight on them than we did before. But folks, that's going to kind of do it for us tonight. Everybody say good night, and we'll see you next week.
Good morning.
Good night. We'll see you next week.
Good morning.
This podcast is part of the Robots Radio Rocket Club, a program designed to help all podcasts reach their full potential. For information about joining the Robots Radio Rocket Club, check out robotsradio.net.
Are you a fan of Elden Ring? Are you confused about the lore as pretty much everyone else? We've got you covered. Check out the Elden Archives, a lore podcast that helps to explain every little confusing detail about the lands between. Things like what exactly happened on the Night of the Black Knives, or what we really know about characters like Mikala. Just like the show you're listening to now, we're on the Robots Radio Network, so you know it'll be good. Wondering how to find the show? Easy. Either go to robotsradio.net or search Elden Archives on whatever podcatcher you're using right now. Bookmark the show for later, and we'll see you in the lands between. Again, that's The Elden Archives, FromSoft Lorecast, available everywhere.